Well, you guys picked up another dual win, another WAC dual win here. Some opens there. You guys got them filled in. It just kind of was a tough night after coming back from the big tournament last weekend with the Rocky Welton.
Yeah, it's tough for the kids. They spent a lot of energy after that weekend with setting up and then wrestling here in front of their home crowd. So it's tough for them to get up again, especially for just a single duel. But they wrestled pretty well. We had some younger guys step in, and they competed for us, and that's all we can ask.
Yeah, some of your younger ones, they really kind of set the tone for you guys for the night there as they continue to do. Silas there, 106, and Jacob at 126.
Yeah, those two are solid. They're tough kids, and it's nice to have them at the front of our lineup because they really do spark the engine. And as long as they're wrestling well, we usually feel pretty confident that the team's going to wrestle pretty well.
Well, this is big for you guys, too. I think you guys are going to share the WAC championship. Is that how that works?
We'll see. They have a tiebreaker criteria, but we're not 100% sure what that is. So we'll just have to see how things play out.
But being your final WAC duel of the year and maybe seeing some of these kids from last week and matching up here, you got to like how you're taking the forward progresses with some of your younger kids as you get closer to regionals.
Oh, yeah. We really preach to our kids that it's little things that make a big difference. And you could see a difference in some of those things we saw this weekend, and we've talked to them about it, and they've kind of shored up some of those little things. And hopefully that we continue to do that for the next few weeks and be ready come regionals and state time.
Fuji just continues to kind of get better and better. You can tell that experience is finally kicking in for him.
Yeah, he's learning. He used to just be a big, strong kid that was out there and could move pretty well. Now he's learning some technique to go with it. And I think as that continues, he's going to get tougher and tougher to beat.
Well, you have one more duel left. It's Colby next week. And how are you guys setting? Are you going to get some kids back before then or before regionals?
We're hoping to. We should have a couple back in the lineup that we didn't have tonight. And it's kind of a lighter duel. They're a little down this year, but it's good for us to get down to weight and keep our weight in check. And then the week after that's regional time, so we'll be ready to roll.